Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. I'm so glad that you are with me today. Pray that you had a awesome Labor Day weekend celebration and that you were able to be with family, reflect, even be able to do some things in service and community-wise, or even just loving and enjoying your holiday. We have been looking at the process of our faith walk. We've been going into faith and looking deeper into faith and how faith operates and the process of faith and how God will cause and choose unlikely people for his purpose, plan. And when he chooses us for his purpose and his plan, is to get glory out of us, get glory so that he can be seen in the earth, get glory so that someone else's life can be changed. They will benefit from the wisdom, the knowledge, the truth that we have as we walk in obedience to God's divine will. It is also an opportunity for us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we're growing, knowing that we're being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, as we go higher in dimensions with God, or as we shift in our walk of faith. We become those that mature and grow in God, grow in the knowledge of who he is. We become that salt that someone else is able to taste and savor and see Jesus Christ through us. We become that light that draws them, that mechanism that God uses to draw them. We become the answer by the life that we live, of strength, of wisdom, of love, of truth, that others are able to see God through us, and they are encouraged in their walk of faith. They're encouraged in how they live. They're encouraged in how they go forth in ministry to even hold on. So God uses our life as a way, a form of being an example of Jesus Christ, because we die more and more to ourselves and Christ lives in us greater and greater, and we see the demonstration of his power in us. So we're going to go back to our study of faith, looked at Hebrews. Now we're looking solely in the book of Genesis, looking at the heroes of faith and examining their lives and examining how God used them. When you start looking at Genesis 12, at Abraham, and you look at the life and the walk of Abraham, you must understand that an Abraham walk is a walk of stretching. God is going to stretch you. He is going to really, really prove and you. Abraham was just called to see something beyond the natural sight, but the vision of God that saw into the future, it saw into eternity and pulled out what was in eternity into time. And he walked by faith until he saw the demonstration and the manifestation of that. He was also called to be stretched, to be worthy, to carry, to perform, to walk out what God had ordained for his life. And that's what you have to understand. He was being proven. Him and Sarah were being proven so that they can carry out what God's purpose and God's plan was. It was more to it than just having a baby. They were being proven to be faithful, to watch over, to perform, to walk in and continue God's purpose and plan, to rehearse it in the lives of those who would keep it going, to make sure that they knew the will and the word of God, and that they trusted God and believed God, that they did not live for other gods, pagan gods, that they continued to walk and live only for the glory of God. Abraham and Sarah all already knew what it was to serve and to worship pagan gods. So when God called them away from that norm into his divine will, they had to fulfill what he said and fulfill the plan. A lot of times God is stretching us to do an Abraham walk in our house, in our marriage, with our children, finances, in that business, that career change, even in doing what he's telling us in ministry. That walk is not one that we can take lightly. We might feel, because God is moving us and shifting us, we might feel as if this place that he's taken us to is the unfamiliar place and we can't do it. But that is a time that you need to embrace what God is telling you. It feels like the shoes or the place you're walking in is so unfamiliar and so big that you can't do it. But it's just like it is when you were a child. When you were a child and your feet were small and you were in your parents' shoes, it felt like their shoes were so big that you could not feel those shoes, and that they were too much for you to handle. But as you grew, those shoes became less and less large. They became shoes that your feet begin to fill in. So it is with the spiritual things. When God is calling us and shifting us to something more, it feels as if the shoes or the place that he has us in is too much and it's too big. And we want to go back to the familiar. But in the natural realm, if you put on shoes that are too small, you're not going to be able to walk. It's going to be very difficult to do what you need to do. It's going to be very difficult for you to move and to function because the shoes that you're wearing are painful. So it is in the spirit. When you stay in a place too long, when God has already ushered you out, you cannot return back to those former states, but you have to move forward into the things that God is telling you, commanding you. You have to move forward into those things, even though it's an unfamiliar place. You've got to trust that the same God that took you through before and allowed you to function before in a place that was unfamiliar, you can now do the same thing. You can feel the shoes because God is going to allow you to grow in your faith, grow in your obedience, grow in your trust and an anointing for that area, for that time, for that season. And you're going to gain and get and increase all that God has for you. And when you finish and you've filled and done everything that God says in that season and in that time and produce what he wants you to produce, you're going to shift again. And at that time, when you shift again, when he moves you up again, you're going to feel the same way that this unfamiliar place, the shoes are too big, but you're going to grow again in those shoes. You're going to grow and learn about his will and learn of his word and learn of the knowledge of him. And you're going to be everything that he wants you to be. So an Abraham walk is always going to be a walk of stretching, a walk of proving and refining, a walk of trust, a walk where you're going to have to depend on God and his word and his will and follow his leading, follow his guiding, follow his voice, because it's going to be you and God walking this thing out by faith, doing all that he says, and him developing you, shaping you more and more, trusting you with something valuable, something that he wants to see manifest and seen in the earth through you, so someone else's life can be touched, blessed, encouraged. And God is going to bless you for your obedient faith. He's going to do something wondrous in your life because of your obedient faith. You're going to have to, like he told Abraham, you're going to have to leave something. You're going to have to give up something. You might have to have a season where it's you and God. You're not walking with people. You're moving away, and he's putting you by yourself, which might feel lonely, but it's not a lonely place because your God is with you, and he's doing something in your life that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. Now, when we look at this scripture in Genesis 12, Abraham, since for where he's taken you, you cannot alter or change the plans or the instructions of God to tailor them down for you. You do what he's telling you to do. It means you have to obey what God is saying outside of man. Abraham had to leave the familiar, his friends, his relatives, and what God is telling him to move. You obey what God is in that situation with your children or your spouse in that business. You have to obey what God is saying, even if it means you don't always understand fully what he's saying. Sometimes God will tell us to do things that we don't fully understand. He would only give us parts and pieces of it and then tell us to walk in that way of obedience. And then he revealed more and more as we go forth. As you see the life of Abraham, God gives him instructions from the beginning, and then God starts adding to the instructions or giving more details about the instructions later on, because that's when God starts making covenant with him, and he sees what God is saying, and he understands fully more how God is going to do what he's doing. But he had to go first from the place of instructions and obedience to the place where he saw and understood the fulfilling of God's word, how God was going to do it. That's what you're going to have to do. And take the instructions of the Lord. Take those instructions and act on those instructions. Take those instructions and move on them by faith and know that God is faithful. If he told you to do it, he will bring you through it. He will provide the answer. He will provide the provision. He will do all that he said. All he needs you to do is to act on the instructions that he's given you. And that's what, in my life right now, that's what God is doing. He's given me instructions for something that I have to act on. And it may not seem right to people because it may be out of order and how they perceive it. But God is a God that knows how to take the end and take from the end and make the beginning look like what he's already pronounced end to be. He never, ever allows us to be in a place where we're going to be ashamed. And we may not understand what he's doing in the form of A, B, and C, but God always knows how he's going to get the glory and how he's going to change it and how he's going to do it and how it's going to represent and look like him. And that's what you have to understand. So obey what God is telling you. Abraham faith, Abraham walk is going to be a stretching walk. It's going to be a walk that is not like everybody else's because God did not do a normal walk with Abraham. He made him leave the inheritance of his family, of his name, to give him a greater inheritance and a greater name. So God was to do things that other people will, who are traditional people, cannot understand. But he will be breaking you out of the traditional walk into a walk of faith and a walk of trust so that you can be all he wants you to be. God stretched Abraham and he proved his character and he refined him and he cut away. Look for God to cut away some things in your life. Look for God to begin to put you on that potter's wheel and to begin to mold you even deeper. His hand is going to be on you even more, as it was with Abraham. Abraham was walking by faith, doing what God was saying, and what he was doing was passing through, sojourning through the same area the children of Israel would later come in, and they saw landmarks that Abraham had been there. They saw the landmarks of God's hand and God's plan and God's purpose, because everywhere that Abraham was, he built a memorial. He built an altar. He built something that says, God showed up here. The name of the Lord was here. God performed something great here. God did something great here. And while he was doing that, while he was moving in that realm of obedience, God was setting up memorials so that the children of Israel, when they went through and gained the land and possessed the land that God had promised, they saw the faithfulness of God's hand from Abraham all the way to them, even though it had been years that Abraham was off the scene. You have to understand that sometimes you're setting up a memorial for the lineage of your family. You're setting up a memorial for ministry to go forth. You're setting up a memorial for people who will come after you to be blessed by your obedience and how you served God and what you planted, the harvest of what you've allowed to manifest in your life, that they're going to be able to live by and walk by and be encouraged by. The Bible even lets us know those who have gone ahead of us that their prayers are still being heard or seen, or God is still answering those prayers or moving on those prayers. So there are things that you're going to do that you might not understand now, but it's going to be a lineage or an inheritance for other people to walk in, live by, and be encouraged by. So our confidence in our God for all that God is going to do in our lives, and the seed that we will have others that will live by is going to manifest something great. So you need to continue to walk in that Abraham faith walk and let God stretch you. He knows what he's doing in your life. He knows exactly where he's taking you. He knows the fruit he's going to get. He knows exactly how you're going to produce it and your obedience. He's not telling you to be perfect, because none in the Bible were perfect. Abraham made mistakes. David made mistakes. Other people made mistakes in the Bible, but let us see how infallible we are. How fallible we are, but we serve an infallible God, a God that cannot make mistakes and does not make mistakes, that he is perfect in everything that he does, and he chooses unlikely, imperfect people, knowing that they will not always get it right, but that's his grace steps in, and it covers us, and it is sufficient for us. It reproves and makes us trust God more to see that we can't handle it ourselves, but God can. And as we do it his way, he's always going to get the glory. So your Abraham walk is going to stretch you, but let God get that stretching out of you, because as he stretches you, he's going to fill you with more and trust you with more. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life. That's all the time we have for today. I pray that you've been encouraged and you continue in this faith walk, and let God prove and refine you, because when you do, you're going to bear fruit. Have a blessed day. God bless you.